AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there is new evidence Russia is looking again to North Korea for weapons to fuel the war in Ukraine.
Russia would receive over two dozen kinds of weapons and munitions from Pyongyang. We also understand that Russia is seeking to send a delegation to North Korea, and that Russia is offering North Korea food in exchange for munitions.
Kirby is also condemning the arrest in Russia of an American reporter for the Wall Street Journal, Evan Gershkovich.
Said before, the targeting of American citizens by the Russian government is absolutely, completely unacceptable. And we condemn Mr. Gershkovich's detention, and we do so in the strongest terms. We also condemn the Russian government's continued targeting and repression of journalists.
Russia's Federal Security Service says Gershkovich was detained at a Ural Mountain city while allegedly trying to obtain classified information. A train hauling ethanol and corn syrup derailed and caught fire in Minnesota.
The derailment happened in the town of Raymond, which is about 100 miles west of Minneapolis. Residents there, of course, concerned about the air quality.
We have deemed it safe.
Matt Garland is the vice president of operations with BNSF Railway.
Ethanol will burn off, and we're monitoring the air, and we're monitoring all the conditions around the derailment site.
Katie Farmer is the railway's president and CEO.
We apologize for this. We take full accountability for it, and we'll continue to be here until this is cleaned up.
Audio courtesy of KSTP. BNSF says while 22 cars derailed, there were no reports of injuries. I'm Shelley Adler.
A new government study says for every American killed by gunfire, an estimated two or more survive, often with terrible injuries, a fact that public health experts say is crucial to understanding the full impact of guns on society. This is AP News. China is reiterating its stance against Taiwan's leader visiting the U.S. on a stopover to Central America.
China's objection to the meeting stems from its claim on Taiwan as its own territory. China's foreign ministry spokesperson Mao Ning vocalized China's angry stance towards any interactions between Taiwan leader Tsai Ing-wen and U.S. officials, saying, China firmly opposes any form of official interaction between the U.S. and Taiwan. She went on to say, China will continue to closely follow the situation and resolutely safeguard our sovereignty and territorial integrity. China has particularly warned that a meeting with U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, planned for the 5th of April in Los Angeles, would bring a strong but as yet unspecified response. I'm Karen Chamas.
Weeks after the failure of two banks, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen plans to call for tighter financial regulations. Ed Donahue, AP News.